With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Strong earthquake hitting northwestern Nepal, killing at least 128 people. BBC correspondent Samari Hussain.
The earthquake hit the Jetrkot region, 500 kilometers from the capital of Kathmandu. The remoteness of the affected area makes both communications and rescue efforts difficult. Initial videos from the region show severely damaged homes, some completely flattened. Three aftershocks were felt within an hour of the quake. Many residents spend the night outdoors. Earthquakes are common in this region, along the foothills of the Himalayas. In 2015, the country suffered two devastating earthquakes, killing 9,000 people.
President Biden apparently made a major commitment to cultivate a relationship with the new head of the United Auto Workers before the start of the recent strikes. Biden invited UAW leader Sean Fair for a one-on-one meeting at the Oval Office July 19th, but even as Biden's sympathies publicly shifted toward union workers in the standoff, there are few signs the UAW has fully warmed to Biden. Also, at srnnews.com, new legislation on Capitol Hill, this time in the Senate. It would offer aid to victims of crimes committed by those in the country illegally.
The bill comes from Kansas Senator Bill Marshall. His Justice for Angel Families Act would restore the Trump-era Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, or VOICE, office. It specifically tracked crimes committed by those who entered the country illegally. Marshall's bill would also extend compensation from the Crime Victims Fund to American families if a family member is murdered by an illegal immigrant. Marshall says such families are the true victims of what he calls the president's failure to secure the border. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A rather modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. Health Ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating their pregnancies. Increasing percentage of abortions in Russia are being carried out with drugs. This is SRN News. Just what schools need. It's a shortage of half-pint milk cartons in school cafeterias all across the country.
And that has school officials from New York to California scrambling for backup options after a main supplier of cartons said demand outstripped supply. The problem's not the shortage of milk itself, but the cardboard cartons used to serve it. Some schools may limit the types of milk they offer, pour milk into cups, or even just serve other options like water. Officials say the shortage could last until after the first of the year. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Almost every major city in America generally allows drivers to turn right on red light, but that could be changing. A rise in the number of accidents killing or injuring pedestrians and bicyclists all across the United States, now leading to a number of policy and infrastructure changes. More details at srnnews.com.